This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 2009 got off to a rousing start for the Sebastopol-based Conservation Strategy Fund, with the news they had been selected to receive a $400,000 grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Even though he had applied for the funding, CSF President and founder John Reed says he was still pleasantly surprised to receive it.
It was a surprise to get it after the economy had already crashed. That happened in the end of December, so it was quite gratifying as a lot of funders were pulling back. MacArthur Foundation decided to support us.
The money will be applied to the fund's work in building economic skills to sustain conservation on the east slope of the Andes Mountains in the rapidly changing altitudes as the peaks drop down toward the Amazon basin.
We're going to do a project over the course of 3 years in Peru and Bolivia to support rainforest conservation by training young economists who have an interest in doing environmentally oriented research, and also by doing sessions with decision makers there about the importance and the economic advantages of sustainable development.
The Conservation Strategy Fund was launched 10 years ago to promote and apply the concepts of economic analysis to resource development and infrastructure construction projects in the developing nations of Latin America and Africa. Even though those projects typically can involve large ecological downsides, Reed says it is instructive to set aside those issues and study their viability on strictly economic terms. So their role is advisory, not advocacy.
The best strategy is just helping governments avoid making bad decisions. And a good example of that is a road that was proposed to be cut through a national park in Bolivia. Our analysis showed the government that they would lose something like $40 million if they built the road, and that was enough to convince a state governor not to support the project.
Even when the issue is agricultural choices, Reed says their form of comparative analysis can be important.
Sugarcane is a good example of something that could be a help to the environment or could be a disaster. And what we're trying to do is help a community figure out which is more likely. It could be a disaster because if too much of it is planted, it could encroach into virgin rainforest. However, if sugarcane were planted rather than some other crops, deforestation could be reduced.
That's because sugarcane can be replanted and a new crop harvested more often than some other crops, such as soybeans, so less total land needs to be converted to cultivation. Now, as the fund looks ahead to the potential for carbon sequestration as a tool for economic advance in rainforested nations, Reed says the support of the MacArthur Foundation will give their small but innovative organization a welcome boost in the eyes of other potential funders.
For us to be recognized by the MacArthur Foundation is a real boost in terms of not only the dollars that we have to work with, but being in the company of a variety of very prominent conservation organizations. And they really do their homework. We know that they've taken a hard look at us, compared us to a lot of other people who are asking them for support, and decided that Conservation Strategy Fund is a good place to invest their money.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.